Hello. Let me explain a story to you. It's a true story from the Bible, and people still talk about it and celebrate it even today. It takes courage to work together for what is right, you know. There was once a king who needed a new queen. The king wanted to find the most beautiful woman in the land. He chose a young woman named Esther. Esther kept her identity as a Jew and a follower of God a secret. Esther's relative Mordecai, who also followed God, overheard of a bully named Haman. Haman wanted all the Jews killed, and he asked for the king to order it done. The king was so pleased with what Haman had said. Whatever you want to do is fine. But the king did not know that both Queen Esther and Mordecai were Jews who could be killed too. Mordecai put on sackcloth and ashes, which is what people did when they were very, very sad about something. Then Mordecai sent a message to Queen Esther and told her about Haman's plot. Together, Haman and Queen Esther, well, let's see the story for ourselves, shall we?
Sarah, I can't believe that the king actually chose me to be his queen. There are so many other beautiful women, but he chose me. God must have a great plan.
Yes, ma'am.
I am so thankful for Mordecai. He has helped me so much. You see, he serves the king and he follows one true God as well. What an amazing time this is.
I don't know what to do about Haman. He just got promoted, and he is not a nice man. He wants us to bow down to him, but I only honor and worship God. Lord God, maker of heaven and earth, use me as your servant.
Sarah, will you help me put on my jewelry?
Of course, ma'am.
Taking out all of his hatred towards me on the people of Israel. He wants to destroy us. He show us what to do. Maybe hang in the inner court. Anybody who does can be put to death. Maybe, just maybe, he'll extend his spare her life.
Here, my queen, this is a letter from Mordecai.
Take this message back to Mordecai. Oh no! Haman wants to destroy all of my people, all the followers of God. But here's what Mordecai says. Do not think that you will escape any more than all the other Jews, just because you're in the king's palace. For if you keep quiet now, Jews will be delivered in another way. But you and your family will perish. Who knows? Perhaps you have become a queen for just a time as this. Take this message back to Mordecai. Go gather all Jews in our area and have them fast on my behalf. They should not eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will fast too. After that, I will get the king. If he does not extend his royal gold scepter to me, I might die. But if I perish, I perish.
Yes, ma'am, right away.
After 3 days and nights of not eating or drinking, Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court of the king's palace. The king was sitting on his royal throne. As soon as he saw Queen Esther, the king held out his royal golden scepter. Queen Esther invited him and Haman to two banquets. At the second banquet, Queen Esther revealed Haman's terrible plan. The king got mad at Haman, and Queen Esther and the people were saved. Mordecai the Jew and Esther the queen worked together to do what is right. The king promoted Mordecai to become second to the king. Mordecai was highly regarded across the land for his work for the good of the people. Queen Esther is still remembered today. The festival of Purim is celebrated today to remember that God called and used both Queen Esther and Mordecai to save God's people. They did what is right. And God calls us to work together and do what is right, too.
Acts 16, verses 11 through 15. Paul and Silas sailed across the sea. They wanted to share the good news about Jesus with new friends. Paul and Silas traveled wherever God called them to go. One day, they went to a city that had a river. Some of the women in the city were there to worship God and pray together. They loved God, but they had never heard about Jesus. So Paul and Silas talked with them. One of the women who loved God was Lydia. Her job was selling very expensive purple cloth. Only very important and very rich people could wear purple clothes. God was calling Lydia to open her heart to Jesus. God brought Paul and Silas clear across the sea so they could share Jesus with her. Paul told her that Jesus is God's son. He told her that if she believes in Jesus, God will give her new life. She listened eagerly to what Paul and Silas said about Jesus. Then Lydia opened her heart to Jesus. She was baptized in the river so that everyone would know that she believed in Jesus. The word of God for the people of God.
There's quite a crowd gathered on the side of the lake. It's because of him. Everyone wants to hear what he has to say about God.
Simon, cast your nets on this side of the boat.
Master, we have worked all night long. We wanted to catch lots of fish, but we didn't catch anything. But if you say so, we'll put the nets over there.
What's happening? Where did all of the fish come from? There weren't any here a little bit ago. What's going on?
We need to start...
There's so many fish. Where did they come from? Wait. There are so many fish, and they're putting too much weight into the boat. It's too heavy. It might sink. We need help. Come help us with these fish. Oh, go away from...
I am a sinful man. Do not be afraid. Now on you will fish for people.
This is the gospel of the Lord. Pardon our lack of sound. Sometimes it's on and sometimes it isn't. So we will be very big voiced. Would the VBS kids and the helpers come forward, please? Everybody sit. Here, Maggie, you get to hold that. Coco, do you want to hold that so people can see? Everybody sit. Oh! So what did we do this week?
Amazing, your head's raining.
Play games.
We did. We played lots of games. We heard lots of stories. We sang a lot.
Me and Portia gained a butler.
Oh, lots of people got wet.
Yeah.
Absolutely, lots of people got wet. We talked about what we sang about in the first hymn, the old story. We told stories from the Bible, and we try to understand their message for us and what we are being asked to do as followers of Jesus. So we heard lots of stories about people who were called by God, and some of them were quite surprised. Who is this fellow?
This is Samuel.
This is Samuel. And what was Samuel doing?
Samuel kept getting called by God, but he thought it was Eli.
Right. He thought he was being called by Eli, and so he kept getting up and going to Eli in the middle of the night and saying, I heard you call me. And Eli kept saying, I didn't call you. Go back to bed. And finally, what happened? Eli figured out that it was God calling them. And so what did Eli tell Samuel to say the next time he heard the voice? Go ahead. I get you on the next one. That's right. So the first thing that we talked about and thought about was how to listen. Because we have to be quiet if we're going to be able to hear God's message for us. So listening was the theme of our first day. Who are these people? This is Queen Esther and the king with the impossible name to pronounce. So we just sort of refer to him as the king. And the message we just heard in that story, what was the message, Maggie? You just read it. What are we supposed to do like Esther and Mordecai?
Listen and respond.
Well, we're supposed to listen and respond, but how do we listen and how do we respond?
We respond by doing something.
Right. We respond by
working together to do what is right.
Working together to do what is right. So that was our second day of Vacation Bible School. Who's this attractive fellow? Oh, not everybody at once. Go ahead, Maggie.
It's an angel.
What angel?
Gabriel.
And who did Gabriel come to talk to, Coco? What was Gabriel's message?
That she was going to have a son.
Who's the she? That Mary was going to have a son. And who was this son going to belong to?
God.
God, this was going to be God's son. Well, first of all, Mary was surprised, right?
That she's not married.
Well, first of all, yeah, she's surprised because she's not married. But before that, she's surprised because this angel appears. So sometimes God's call takes us by surprise, and it asks us to do things that we know that there is some risk about, like having a baby when you're not married. So that was our story about Mary. Mary responds, even though it's hard. What are these?
Fish.
Coco, what do the fish have to do with? Mm-hmm. Right. That's the story we just heard about the fish on the side of the boat. And what did Jesus tell the disciples? They were sort of half disciples at that point. They were really fishermen at that point. They were becoming disciples. What did Jesus tell them? To fish for people or to fish for friends. So we talked about and experimented about on Thursday with how we could help share Jesus' word and fish for people. Who is this?
Lydia.
What do you notice about Lydia?
She wears purple cloth because she makes it.
Purple was a very special color back in the days of the Bible, and only kings and the very wealthy could wear it. So Lydia was a woman who wove purple cloth. And what did we do to remember Lydia? What did we weave?
We wove potholders.
We did. We made potholders. We tried to make them with some purple in them, but it didn't always work out that way. Lydia opened her heart to Jesus. She was kind of surprised. She'd always been very devout. And when Paul and Silas were coming through, she heard them preach, and she knew immediately that she was called to follow Jesus. And her response to hearing God's call was to open her heart and her house to the traveling disciples and anyone else who followed Jesus who came through. So our focus on Friday was having an open heart so that we can respond to God's love and God's call with love, which is what it says on our t-shirts. It says, change the world with love. So that's what Vacation Bible School was about this year. It was about listening and hearing God's message, and then it was about responding. And we listen. God doesn't always come to us like the angel Gabriel. Sometimes God comes to us through our hearts, like Lydia. Sometimes that call comes, we're in the middle of doing something else, like the disciples, and we have to leave everything we're doing and respond to that call. Sometimes responding to that call is dangerous. Esther could have died, she could have been killed for approaching the king. Sometimes we are called to be very courageous and very brave. And sometimes it does come to us as a voice in the middle of the night. So we learned how to listen. And what was our refrain all week long?
God yep. calls us.
Oh, let's try that again.
God calls us.
Everybody all together.
God calls us.
All right, let's put all the things down we're holding and let's stand up and hold hands and let's get everybody else to hold hands. And we will say our prayer. See who you can grab. Why don't you walk that way, Parker? And we got Alexander in here. Grab my leg, Alexander. All right, here, we got hands. Okay. Let's say, thank you for calling us, Jesus. Thank you for calling us, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all.